Okay, recording is started. AGM is started. Welcome everybody to our virtual AGM. Unfortunately, few of us were able to eat and drink to be drawn in, but we still have like 37 participants, which is pretty awesome.
36.
We're not food and drink. So maybe we don't, maybe we can do that as a cost cutting next year too. Okay. No, I mean, I actually missed the food and drink and seeing everybody in person. Okay. So let's go start the meeting. And this is my first Zoom session that I'm ever going to do. The agenda is here. And I will walk through. Uh-oh. Good. So first off, board members, these are all of the wonderful people that make this organization happen. Of course, Joe and Peter do the most work. And all the rest of us try and tag on and look like we're working. Of course, Bo and Eric, they have to make sure our membership is good, and they're going to be able to talk a whole bunch in a few minutes on that. So you will notice that there are yellow spots here. Those are the open positions that we're going to be voting on at the end of the meeting. Obviously, we have nominations for some of the positions. We don't have nominations on all of them. And we would appreciate it if you guys all think about somebody you want to nominate, or if you want to nominate yourself, you are very welcome to do that too. We really need a full board. And I was told that it is normal protocol that the meeting doesn't end until all the positions are filled. So we have about half an hour before we have to deal with this. I'm trying to figure out how to make this work here. There you go. Bo, do you want to start on this side here?
If you want, okay.
Go for it.
So you'll see in a moment what the numbers look like, but this is just to explain sort of what you're going to see in a second. We track basically currently three groups of people. The members who pay a membership fee each year to be part of the SJSRA, and the complimentary members are the folks who were award winners at the normally in early December Referee of the Year award banquet. That's not happening this year, but so it goes. In past years, we've also had members who got a year's membership for taking the entry-level referee class, but there are no more entry-level referee classes. So we're down to two categories of members. We also have a group of people who are non-members, but we keep them in the database so they get announcements about the meetings. Those are folks who are in neither of the two above categories, but occasionally show up in a meeting. Okay. And this graph, which those of you who have been members for a while have seen a version of this in previous years. This year's version is simplified because some of the categories went away. And as you can see, our membership numbers are fairly consistent, slightly creeping upward until COVID hit. And then we sort of are staying on a plateau, which is good. And that's really about it, all I have to say.
So just to do it now, since we are on membership, George put out a link for sign up for 2021. Hopefully, if you look in your chat, there is a Cheddar Up link for paying dues. We've grappled with this. George went through, and I don't know how many different sites he had to look at, but he found this. So hopefully everybody sees it. And if not, George can repost it. The other one is that we have some talk about membership for 2021, how we're going to distribute books and the various little goodies, membership incentives.
Right.
So we're going to probably put a little poll later on, not now, to members, says, hey, how do you want to do it? Do you want to pick it up? You know, do you want to pick it up at Quinlan Levy like we did last time? Do you want to pay to have it shipped to you? And I think George can talk about that.
Yeah, Tibor, was a late suggestion. I'm going to suggest that we stick to the pickup events and treat mailing as a extreme exception, because people who can't make it to one of the pickup events can pick it up on my front porch at their leisure, meaning it can be arranged. And so mailing should be sort of our last resort for weird circumstances, like people who live in Sacramento. But that's my suggestion. The pickups seem to work well and got the largest percentage. The next largest was the people who picked them up at my house just whenever it was convenient for them. And so mailing was very much a last resort.
Cool. Yeah. Because we've been toying with what to do on that. And so it's, you know, you guys can all email us. If you have a strong opinion one way or the other, just email us. Chat may work, but I will be saving the chat. But it's really, this is your organization, and we just want to make sure to make it right. Do we want to relaunch the poll for who paid 2021 yet?
Not yet. Let's keep
not
going.
Yet. Keep going. Okay, I won't do it now. I'm just so anxious to actually see a poll. Yeah, George, you have something? Unmute yourself, George. Unmute.
George, you're muted.
Okay. So, Bo, that number for 2020 is 93.
Yeah, that change happened after the slide was prepared.
Correct. Okay.
Yep. We had one dual referee of the year and paid member who chose to apply his payment to 2021. So, but that happened at the very last second. So it's the slide didn't get updated that quickly. George, while we're on the subject of members and payments, though, or we were, there was a question in chat about where to send the physical check. That was in the posting that you sent out.
Yes. So,
folks, please look for a message to the membership mailing list, members@sjsra.org, from George with information about paying online or sending a check.
Yeah, but let me clarify, whether you pay by check or credit card or e-check, click on the link and complete the information. And if you're paying by check, there is a, you check the box that says, I'm paying by check. So if you want, I can go through that once, you know, I can share my screen to show how that flows and if that helps folks.
Yeah, but if you're gonna send a check, why do you have to fill that stuff in online?
So that I know who's sending a check.
Well, your name's on the check.
No, but it's going to a box and I don't know who's sending it, who all are sending checks, and whether they have sent one or it's got lost or not. So please fill out the I'm sending a check so that I know to look out for it. And when I get it, I'll mark it as being received.
Sorry, I ain't gonna do that. I'll send a check.
Hey, simple thing, man.
No, I'm not computer minded. I hate the damn thing. So I'll just send you a check and I'll put a note in it saying it's from me.
Okay. Got you covered, Bryn.
There you go, Bo.
Okay, Bruce, I hope you're there. I'm gonna go to your slide next. And you're on. And you gotta be unmuted.
I'm unmuted.
Oh, cool, hi.
Now we hear you.
Yeah. So yeah, thanks Tibor. Referee of the Year award, unfortunately, of course, didn't happen this year. I think many of you know the program generally is one that we host every year in cooperation with our local leagues. It's an opportunity for them to essentially recognize their best referees. And we'll continue to organize the event with support from the local leagues, but obviously the COVID crisis this year has prevented it from being either a virtual or a real event, because unfortunately none of us have been able to get on the field. So stay tuned. Next slide. We hope to be back next year. Thank you, Tibor.
Thank you. And we mentioned this last year. Peter talked about it, and if Peter wants to talk about it again, we really need help in the presenter pool.
Yeah, okay, so I'll make a couple of comments about that. Last year we called it the instructor pool, and that seemed to scare people away. essentially the idea here is that we have two clinicians right now, one of whom is hampered by medical condition, me, okay? So for a few months at least here, I really won't be available to do this. And the other one who is hampered by the fact that they're refereeing in some other league somewhere, and they have to take games. So, you know, it's a little hard to get the assurance that one of us is going to be there for every month's meeting. But I also feel like it's really important for us to continue monthly meetings. I think that if we start not having them for several months, then all of a sudden what we're gonna see is a whole bunch of members just drift away kind of and get something else to do. So I'd like to continue having them. But on the other hand, I think that we can do meetings in a more creative way. We are planning a meeting coming up here where we're going to do all good of the game stuff. And so that's going to be like an entire meeting just because there's been a lot of good of the game stuff. And in addition to that, I think that if you have any kind of role or had any kind of role in the past as an instructor, signer, or a referee coach, now what we call assessors, is basically, the option to come up and for example, for an instructor, you could pick up pretty much anything from a course that a USSF posts or you find somewhere else and think is important and present that. Assigners could talk about, if you want higher level games, what kind of things are we looking for referees? Dependability, you show up, you respond to your assignments, quickly, things like that are important. And I think the members, especially the newer one, folks are looking to do that. And then the people who are kind of the ref coaches can sort of say, here are things that we sort of consistently see. And much of this could focus on the newer referees and less perhaps on the very experienced ones, but we want to use the experience that those experienced referees have to share their experience. I mean, just simply like what kind of a pregame can you run if you have a tournament and you have, 10 minutes between games. So any kind of topic like that, if you think you have something interesting that people might care about, we would like you to step forward. This is a time where we're asking every member to consider to do that, okay? If there's something you can think about, hey, I could talk about this. and it would be of general interest. It doesn't have to be, you know, MLS level type stuff like Joe covers. It can be, quite frankly, you know, focused on the new people who are just learning how to be an AR for the first time, help them out as well. The idea is to kind of, we're just sort of thinking about it. We have a pool of people like this, and you're willing to say, okay, I could cover 20 minutes in a meeting, and then we could do like two or three of them kind of in within the 1 hour time frame that we usually allow for the instructional part of things. And that lets us have a meeting, okay? Because the only other alternative is we cancel the meeting. So, and we're trying to avoid that at all costs. Ideally, you might have something in mind or canned or something like that that could be presented at short notice when we discover that, you know, maybe Joe was signed up to do some game at the last minute and had to kind of cancel out of something. And then we put out a call to this pool of people saying who's ready to do their stuff, you know, and then, you know, random choice or whoever hasn't done something recently gets first option. And we can have a meeting and discuss a variety of different topics that Joe and I might not have think about talking about, but nevertheless are of interest to some of you. So it is important, especially this year, that we have that flexibility. So I am really, you know, asking, kind of as a personal request to each and every person that's a member of the club, to consider, can you just handle it for 20 minutes? So you just, you know, it's a virtual meeting, then you just do what you see the guys doing on the screen here. Tibor can host it, and you can just, you know, take the screen and do your presentation thing yourself. If it's an in-person meeting, once we get back to that, then it's just done in the way that you've seen us do it for many years. We tried to do this last year, and we got one person volunteer, okay, and that's not enough. So, you know, we need a pool of, you know, 10 to 20 people kind of thing, that have something in the can ready to go, and are willing to talk about it. So if you're interested in that, I would suggest that you contact Tibor about this, because, you know, you can try me, but I'm not sure how readily available I'll be to contact over the next few months. So if you contact Tibor, he can sort of try to manage this stuff as we go through the months to come, and hopefully we'll be back to normal again at some point in time. But I think this is actually kind of an interesting thing to consider as a permanent change in the way that we do things, that, you know, maybe every 2 or 3 months or 4 months or something like that, we have a session which is taught by people that you don't normally hear from, because I know there's a lot of people out there with a lot of experience and a lot of good things to say.
And it's just to mention that too, is that if you have a topic that you're curious in, that's also something that we can start up with. And then when we have this group that is interested in helping, one of them can maybe pick up that topic. I know that last season, someone was talking about, you know, what sort of communication do you do through a headset? What is the proper protocol? There's a whole bunch of people were thinking about, well, how do you do this? Well, there's that. That's just one that's in the list now. And I'm sure there we can grab lots more. So thank you for that. Could Joe get some guest speakers like Howard Webb, Mark Geiger? Oh gosh, that'd be a lot of fun. Thank you. Thank you, Lowell. That's a good question. We just have to keep looking. And on that topic, Matt Buckman put out a link for where all of his grassroots and regional webinars are. If some of them weren't as much participated or somebody was one, I mean, that's something else I thought of that I could almost like rebroadcast with, you know, maybe an abbreviated form and with added talky talk. So we can be discussing what he discussed as an idea. too. So that's the one I was thinking about. Okay. So next is financials, and in the agenda that was on two separate bullet items, but it works out to where first George can show the 2020 and then show what we're going to be proposing for 2021. On to you.
All right, let me share my screen. That.
You should be able to share it. There you go.
Can you see it? You can. Yep. Should be able to. All right. There's a little. Okay, so we ended the fiscal year 2019 in November of 2019. And we started 2020 December. So our AGM from last year was included in the 2020 accounting. So just to recap, cash went from, this is our change from 12.5 to 15.4. So it would have been less, it would have been down if we hadn't received a kickback from the law books. So our member dues were $27.90, but we got an unexpected refund of shipping expenses that brought us into the black, so to speak. $20 here.
Probably worth just mentioning a little bit more detail about that. So the refund that we got was volunteered to us from IFAB, that we get the books from, and it covered all the previous years that we have been buying books. Okay.
Yep.
So it's a one-time refund of a gift, so to speak. You know, that they admitted that they actually were overcharging for shipping, and we were paying like $3 per book, and then we were paying something like $5 for the shipping of the book, you know. So now the cost of the books has gone down from $7.50 to $5, as you see.
Yep, and I think one of our members paid $20 extra, so that's the 20, that's other income. And that's our income for the year. Our AGM expenses were pretty much covered by the sponsors. So we had all the leagues kick in, and that amounted to $2,000. Our expenses were $764. So we came out ahead on the AGM and party. Down to our member incentives, we spent on law books, pen packs, bag tags, coins, badges, and Velcro patches. And all of that amount plus our website charges. We prepaid for 2 years or 3 years, I think. So we don't have any, so I budgeted zero for the next year for our website expense. And this is our total expenses for the year. So, I'm sorry, for the swag. So our total expenses came out to that. We had a contribution from Cal North of 300. I was part of the AGM party. I'm not sure. I think we put it here for, because it was our Referee of the Year awards. Our ROTY expenses. So that event always is a little bit negative for us. We got $2,150 from the leagues for the awards, plus $300 from Cal North. And, but our expenses for putting on the event put us in the hole about $165. And so the net for 2020 is that amount, 2922. So that pulled us up from that amount to that amount. So going into 2021, budgeting for 2021. So first of all, any questions on the expenses for 2020?
Yeah, George, what about the Referee of the Year award? We just heard that the awards weren't given, but yet there were expenses. Am I missing something?
Yeah, so to clarify, our Referee of the Year awards and AGM all happened in the 2020 fiscal year because it was December 1st to November 30th. So all of this happened in, all the income and expenses for last December happened in this fiscal year, 2020. For 2021's fiscal year, there is no AGM and party because that would have happened this December. So we do have income and expenses for 2020. That's all in this, in listed in this actual column. For 2021, our budget is zero because we have no party and no income and no expenses. That's here.
Okay, I just have one comment that I'd like to add about the Referee of the Year award thing and the intent of that program. So if you could, if you scroll down, George, to that part.
Yep.
You know, again,
yep, right.
Again, keep in mind we've changed our fiscal year now to end as of November 30th. Oh, in the previous years we were ending at December 31st.
Correct.
So things like the Referee of the Year awards now fall into the following year's expenses. Okay. But the goal of this program is essentially to offer something of considerable value to the community, and you can see how well it's done. I think there's going to be some talk about this, but the financial goal to the club is to make it kind of break even. So, you know, realistically, if we can deal with numbers in the $2,000, $2,500 and the net cost to the club is $165, we accomplished that goal. You know, it's really no big deal, okay, financially to SJSRA. So don't think that we are losing money because we're sponsoring the Referee of the Year awards. We're really not. You know, we're breaking even on those things. The clubs pay for the people that they do. And what we do is we kind of float the money up front and they pay us back towards the end. And that tends to happen. You know, so we pay for stuff in December and then the clubs pay us back in December through May sometimes.
Yeah, so what we end up spending is for the refreshments and the meeting room and stuff like that. The clubs pay us back for the actual awards. And then because Cal North kicks in something and they don't have any awards attributed to them, we come out, you know, only slightly negative. But that gives Tibor an incentive to go after clubs for more.
I know we've had clubs donate money to the Referee of the Year. Oh, and also we totally forgot when we did Referee of the Year with Bruce, our nomination for Cal North Referee of the Year became Cal North Referee of the Year, and even progressed on further. That's Kutai Gochen. I don't know if Kutai is with us right now. I thought I saw his dad drop in. Want to say that we want to congratulate that Kutai went pretty far.
Yeah, so that should have been on the on one of your slides.
Yeah, we forgot.
This is Metin. He's got final projects happening this year. He's a senior, but this is his dad speaking. So yes, we're very proud, and the support he's gotten from all of you and the SJSRA has been instrumental in getting him this far. And he's now one of four national finalists. So hey. Excited.
Ooh. He's regional. He's Western region. So he's yay. And that's all our, you know, and it's just something as a credit to the organization to have the support network. And that's one of the things that once we actually start having games again, we're going to have to now basically recover from a whole year of no training. I mean, all these kids are moving off to college sooner, so we have less time to even train them. Back to you, George.
Switching to the budget for 2021, which starts December 1st. So there is, we kept it at 100 members as usual. We've done this pretty constant. So that's our expected membership. And I've pretty much kept everything the same in terms of the budget for the member incentives, except Peter and I talked about this. We adjusted the amount going out for law books because the price is really closer to $5 with shipping rather than $7.50, a little over $5 with shipping. So that's the change there. And pretty much all the other things. Now, the only thing to note here is that we do buy in quantity. So we end up purchasing things. Peter's handled this in the past, and Bo is going to do most of it upcoming. I think he has all of Peter's stash right now. So we have enough to go for, I think, this one. When the law books come, we have enough swag to go out, or enough pen packs. Is it one of the things we have enough of to go out?
Yeah. So if I can just jump in quickly with the explanation about the pen packs. So we started the pen pack program a few years ago when the club really had almost no financial resource to spend it. So I kind of fronted the cost of it. So I bought the pens, and then each year I would sell them to SJSRA at $225 per member. Okay. But I spent a lot more than that when we originally bought you have to buy them at a minimum of 300 of each color of the pens in order to get them. Now given our financial situation, we won't need to do that again. And essentially this actual expense you see of $315 in there is really the cost of transferring everything that I had left over to SJSRA, okay? So that kind of took me out of the financial loop of financing this particular item. And right now we have enough to cover probably the following year, but we are budgeting another $250 in there because realistically this is going unless we decide not to do that anymore, we have to kind of, you know, put money in each year to maintain the supply of those things for all these items. And so go ahead.
So thanks, Peter. I think we have enough bag tags to last for the full year. So we agreed that would be zero. for coins and badges. And we still are going to get pens, right? This is for the for giving away, Peter. Is that what this item is?
This is the five color match your jersey pen packs that are part of the membership.
The one above was the five color one.
This is the five color one.
This is the yellow pens.
Right.
This is the packages of yellow pens that we give members who agree to give them away to help give other people an interest in SJSRC.
Correct. And then we have Velcro patches. We've been giving these away to members and to the ELC folks. And in this list, I had added for meeting room expenses, now that we kind of come out as a wash between switching from Quinlan to Zoom. So we're still keeping that budgeted as we had in the past. Finally, I don't have any expense for website because we prepaid it for this year. And this has always been in there, the Law 5 Award, though we've never actually given one out, or have we in the past, Peter?
We have given them out occasionally, not as often as we should. So the idea of this is that we as a club have a way of recognizing exceptional contributions to the soccer community, preferably by a member of our club, but not necessarily by a member of our club, you know? So we look for people that might have done exceptional things for the club, or we look at people that might have done exceptional things for the community, the local community in general, and attempt to recognize those people through this award. So it's something we as a board need to put more thought and attention to, because I think they are deserving people. In this last year, of course, not that much has been going on, but just like it's difficult, when there's no games being played, there's not much soccer organizing or things like that happening either. But at the same time, as we move forward, we want to look for opportunities, and any member of the club can nominate people for this award at any time you feel it appropriate. But we do tend to limit it to like one, we're trying to limit it to one per year, but that's not a strict rule. If we actually found that two people deserve it, then we would do two. But we need to budget somewhere for the ability to have that flexibility to have this award. And this is what that money is there for. But as George says, it often goes unspent, and perhaps it's just a matter of us needing to think harder about which people are doing a good job for the community here.
Yeah, I just see a message from Ron that he was a recipient of one of those awards. So,
and I can say Ron personally, I was awarded one of these awards some time ago, and this still has a very prominent place on my bookshelf. Don't think it doesn't mean something to the people that get it. It really does.
All right, and then switching back to, so for this year, Referee of the Awards is blank, and you can see that I put the 2022 budget also here. It's pretty much exactly the same, except that we have things like, the AGM party and the sponsors, we have amounts for those. Plus we have Referee of the Year Awards, income and expenses. So the difference between 2021 and 2022 is a slight net because we always budget that we're receiving more from the leagues, but don't quite get there. So ending 2020, fiscal 2020, our cash is at, that's our number for cash, 15,455, which is up from 12,532. All right, that's it. So I guess we have to ask.
Can I say something, George?
Yes.
Filippo here.
Oh, before Filippo, before you get into it, Filippo is the main reason why this number from last year, from 2019, has a plus 5,600. So, and we ended 2019 budget with only 8,300. But in end of 2019, well, that was our budget, but we actually ended with over 12,5.
Yeah, but remember also other money, they came in the previous years with my program.
Yes, yeah.
So we reached there in a couple of years, was a couple of years for my program. But anyway, George, I will be more positive about budget as an income from 2021, because I'm not giving up my program for the entry level courses. Also if right now, you know, Peter, you know, everything is online, but the last step is the field clinic. And I spoke already with CNRA, I spoke already with NordCal, and NordCal, they are ready to keep going to sponsoring all the entry level, the field clinic for the entry level. So I will keep going. I'm not giving up. So I don't know how many field clinic we can host when everything start over again. But I would like to say, maybe you have to, we need to think positive, and some money maybe we can earn from the entry level program.
Okay, yeah. So I think that's a great idea. I think, like I said, Filippo does deserve an awful lot of credit for digging us out of the hole, the financial hole that I described when we talked about the pen packs where we couldn't afford to buy them ourselves. So I just did it myself, you know. And he dug us out of that hole primarily through the entry level class program, which he designed and basically ran for us. So at this point in time, I think we were concerned about there not being opportunities. But Filippo, if you're finding opportunities, I personally would encourage you to pursue them. And let's just see.
For sure, Peter. I'm not giving up because it was a fantastic program. Yeah. We were able to, you know, to earn. I don't want to say make some money, but we are able to put in a financial good shape the association. But in the same time, it was great for the kids and everything. So. I will not give up, and I will keep going, and I am sure maybe 2-3 will be impossible, like the 2019 when we put together maybe 8 or 9 entry level courses. But I would like to say maybe I am positive, maybe 2 or 3 I can put together, so we can run some good stuff.
Yep. Okay. So I think at this point, are we supposed to ask that this be, what's the term here?
Make a motion to approve.
Make a motion to accept, yeah. And second, and then Tibor, you got to do your
Ooh, that's it's a big task. I'm not sure if I can say it right. Is there a motion to accept the financial statement for 2021?
So move. This is Scott.
Okay, 2020 Scott. Actual and the proposed.
That's me too. I think 22.
I second.
Okay, second. Second by Rosie.
Call the question.
Ask for unanimous consent.
Actually, the one is that does anyone disagree? The easiest way to do it right now is there's 41 members. Does anybody disagree?
Well, I thought we had to have discussion.
Oh, discussion. Oh, go for discussion.
Bo moved to call the question.
Yes, I second the move to call the question, which means no discussion.
Okay. All right. Now shoot your poll, I guess.
Ooh, I don't have a poll for this one. I forgot about polls for this.
It's okay.
Just ask by unanimous consent.
You can do this what the way you just did it, which you asked unanimous consent.
Yeah.
And you got no dissent at all.
Okay, good.
So does that cover both the actual the 2020 and the budget for 2021?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We're gonna do it that way? Okay.
All right, done.
Learning it.
So I'll stop sharing
on this
screen.
Oh, did you want that poll now for the who's paid, or do you need to? You don't care about that anymore.
Well, George. It's worth throwing it up to see if folks have to see what's the who has paid so far.
Yeah. So, Tibor, you're gonna have to take.
You might have a change of number from the beginning. Who paid during the meeting?
Just be kind of fun to actually see how many people have done it and what sort of how successful it's been. But again, I mean, this is something that's been poked around for almost 6 months, and George made it happen. So, okay, I think we pretty much stabilized at the voting. 19 yeses and 14 noes. In case anybody's curious. And poll.
Okay. So I guess we can stop our share, and there we go.
Okay, good. And then I will go back to here, and let's go to the next page. And I think I have, there was one mistake here. It turns out that Kayvon is the one that's up for re-election, and not Bruce is what I hear.
That's correct.
Okay.
Election, Kayvon is.
Okay, so the list of candidates are here that have been nominated by the board. And if you have any other nominations to make, we're going to be going down the list from vice president through membership coordinator. And you are more than welcome when we get to your spot, or if you want to do it even earlier, I can then add it to the poll. Tell me if you want to be added. If you're adding somebody else, make sure they know that they're going to be added so it doesn't appear on the poll without them. And if you're adding yourself, just awesome. So for vice president, does anybody else want to step up to participate as vice president? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So here's our poll. We can launch the poll. And you can vote for Dana. You can disagree and not vote, or you can abstain. And Dana's not going to know anything. We're just going to see if it passes or not.
Tibor, this is way more scientific than when we meet in person.
You know, it just, if I can at least, I have no idea whether I can even save this poll at the end. Okay, it looks like we've stabilized. 35 out of 40 people voted. Oh, and by the way, when you're voting, we're supposed to only allow, the only people that can vote are ones that are actual paid members for 2020. But there's no way we can check to see who voted because it's anonymous. So it's on the honor system, but it shouldn't be a problem. Nobody's trying to steal the board here from us. Okay, polling has ended. There was no disagreement. Dana is the incoming vice president for 2021. Mm. Next poll is for Carl Jones, secretary. Is there any added, let me see here, Dan. I'm trying to make sure there's any other chats here for adding anybody. Nobody wants to be added. Okay, here's the poll. And looks like we're going to have another unanimous. So thank you very much, Carl, for being here. I think Carl's here, right? I don't think Carl's in today. Okay, good thing I'm recording this. We have unanimous for secretary. Next one is treasurer. Anyone want to help out George? Want to relieve George of this massive responsibility? Since we have money growing, I don't think he's siphoning any away. So I think we're really pretty good on the selection that we have, but if anybody else wants to join in. Okay.
We can fire George, no problem.
And we got 37, so it looks like we're good. And polling, we have unanimous for George for treasurer. Now the next one's kind of perfunctory, which it's kind of strange because, well, Tibor, what we do without him, but we have.
Sorry, George. Sorry, Tibor. Before you move off this, I'm just noticing that we have a offer of help to George from Ashfin.
Ooh. George, yeah, Ashfin.
So I think what I would suggest here is that George and Ashfin, Ashfin get together and discuss how that might work. But so we'll leave George as treasurer at this point in time, and but just I wanted to point that out so that message didn't get lost. But yep. George, if you could follow up on that one.
Yep. Thanks, Akshin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, now clinician. This one should be pretty easy. No statements needed. And I think we can end the polling quickly here. Thank you very much. And if you want to wait for just one moment, we have a person that threw in his name in the hat for youth. So let me get that one in there. Okay. So next position is youth coordinator, and it was open because since I was kind of maintaining both youth coordinator and president for this year, and it was really tough because it was a lot of responsibility for youth coordinator last year. There was a ton of games, ton of tournaments. I was really scrambling, but luckily next year hopefully won't be as difficult. So the person that said they would be willing to do it is Ron Leedy, which I have to tell you, Ron Leedy was the one that pushed me into the ring to be youth coordinator a few years ago. So this is really sweet sweet turd turnaround. Thank you, Rob.
There's a message from Filippo on this.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Filippo, we just got Ron. Do you want me to pull it back? I didn't notice that it was there.
Yeah, yeah. You should pull it back, Tibor.
Okay. Combination.
Let me pull it back. Yeah, I didn't. Thank you. I can look at one thing at a time. Let me edit.
No. I didn't know Ron was running. So for
okay.
this reason.
Are you good then?
Yeah, he's absolute. No problem at all. I didn't know. So when
I have my two screens here, but okay. Are you good then?
I'm good. Yeah, because before you said Ron, I was typing that if any chance I was able to.
Yeah.
Should
please help Ron, because the one thing I didn't mention in hyping for the youth coordinator, which I would have if nobody would have stepped in, is that as an assigner, you kind of have your ear to the tournament scheduling. You have an ear into what's happening a lot. So anything you hear about tournament stuff or anything you hear that we have in assigner meetings, definitely shoot that over to Ron. Would be great.
Thibault, the problem was I didn't know Ron was running for the position. And I said, okay, I can do, but when I discovered it was Ron was there, I don't have any kind of problem.
No, but still help him because he needs to, I'm already, one of the things that we can do as assigners is that we get the assigner meetings, which Ron isn't privy to. And so anything that you hear, push it over to Ron. And that's actually for everybody. Part of being a youth coordinator is that you want to kind of be aware of what's happening to the youth referee side. And definitely, if you hear something, you see something, shoot it to the referee coordinator so that we can be aware of it. Okay, so when I stopped the poll, we were pretty much unanimous. We were pretty much unanimous on that. Do you want me to relaunch it, Peter? Do you think we should relaunch or we're good?
I think let's cover our bases and relaunch. Cover our bases and relaunch the poll with both names up there.
With both names. Okay.
Let me say the following. Unless Filippo wishes to withdraw his name.
Absolutely. You can remove my
okay.
Name. Then I would post the poll as it was before again.
Okay. Okay. Relaunch. Continue. Would you want to continue? Yes, continue. Okay, so a few. Yeah, I think you have to revote. Sorry about that, everyone.
Now, Peter is being a stickler for Robert's rules.
Yep.
I didn't look up all those Robert's rules things and stuff like that, so I'm kind of running blind here.
Yeah, don't worry. There's enough people that will chip in and help you out.
Tibor, you need a second monitor.
Oh, I do have a second monitor. I actually have that's the only reason why nobody sees what's going on, because I have everything on the other monitor. So that's how I figured out. Okay, we are good here.
For the hanging chads.
Yes, hanging chad. Yes. We're. Oh God! I don't think we already did the recounting of everything here. Okay,
polling press conference outside the Four Seasons.
Yeah. Oh God. Oh man. Okay. So the vote passed. Ron is the new youth coordinator, and now for special events coordinator. That was where I made a mistake, and it is Kayvon that is actually up for re-election, not Bruce. So on the PowerPoint, it's wrong, but here's with the real person. And Kayvon's quickly, I emailed him and he said, yes, he will continue on. So thank you very much for helping and supporting Bruce.
Okay, and before we vote, we need to ask whether they are other nominations.
Ah, sorry about that. Forgot about that.
I'm the policeman here. So.
Yes, that's why you're here.
So pull this poll off, and let's ask that first, and then you can post it again.
Sure.
Are there other nominations from the floor?
Right? Are there any other nominations? I did it for all the others.
Okay, I think that's enough of a wait. You can post it again.
Okay, sorry about this. Let me redo it. Yeah, it's kind of fun. I was joking with Peter that he's been running all these AGMs for as long as I've been in Santa Fe Rep Association. Now I have to do it. So it's like when I told him that I was going to mess up at least once. Okay, we are good. Nobody else is voting. Kayvon has earned the position.
Mm.
And our last one is membership coordinator. Bo has agreed to continue and help out Eric. So there's, it's just to mention, to remind you, for those who don't know, we have two event coordinators and we have two membership coordinators, and we alternate off so that each one has a little bit of help, and we vote for them on alternating years. Yeah, so for Bo, is there anybody else that wishes to help out?
Sorry, can I just jump in with a little comment there too?
Sure.
So also a reason for that, including the clinician area, is that if for some reason somebody can't do it, there's somebody experienced for a year at least that can take over. So, you know, we kind of try to cover, if we need two people to fill a position, we always make them never come up for a vote at the same time. So they can't both quit at the same time. Okay, guys.
So there any other nominations for membership core coordinator? I can quickly add it to the poll. We are good. Okay, poll being launched. And totally appreciate everybody to still be here. And we just got a few more people ticking in here. All right. Polling is closing. Thank you very much. Bo has been reelected to continue for another term. And the election of officers is now done. Unfortunately, this is, I don't have it set up. But I'm going to try next season to try and make these displays so I can edit them on the fly, but they're not going to be this year. And we are officially done with the AGM. Thank you very much for everybody to be here. We have a question and answer. If anybody has any questions, any comments, any chatty chats, I believe we can close the AGM as an AGM, or stop recording.
You have to ask for a motion.
Make a motion.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, boom.
Yes.
Make a motion to close.
Second.
Call the question.
All who disagree? No disagreements?
Lee we wants to know what time the pizza is arriving.
It's second.
Second. All right. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, we are.
Okay.
Lee Berg wants to know when the pizza arrives.
Oh man, I.
So I would just like to make a personal comment. This is not part of the meeting.